This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
All right, let's start the show. We're going to start on time. We ain't on CPT time. We on Let's Talk About It with Jenny White time. So how you doing,
right.
Jenny White?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good, good.
As long as it's not like raining.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with some May showers to water the flowers.
Yeah, okay.
So.
All right, you got me.
Well, it's another good Friday. So if you tune in and listening to us tonight, then that means you are live. You made it to another Friday.
That's right, you too.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to be talking about what we were talking about last week with the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. And so they put this transition plan in place in the event of a Republican victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election. This plan was established in 2022, and the project aims to recruit tens of thousands of conservatives to the District of Columbia to replace the existing federal civil servants whom Republicans characterize as part of the deep state and to further the objectives of the next Republican president. What you think about that? These folks got a plan, and they done had a plan since 2022. And then they didn't put it, they didn't put their name on it. And, you know, it's, they're talking about everything, all kinds of policies. They're talking about the economy, climate change mitigation, Christian nationalism. How about that? Census, citizenship question. How about education and research? Oh, a good one is the expansion of presidential powers. They talk about foreign affairs, journalism, healthcare, immigration reforms, issues of identity, law enforcement, national security, outlawing pornography, personnel change, reproductive issues, transportation. They talk about it all. So what we're going to start with.
It sounds like you could do that the whole year.
Yeah, you're about right about that. So we're going to fit this into a 60-minute program, and then we have our overtime show after 9 o'clock, okay? But the expansion of the presidential powers is the notion of independent federal agencies or federal employees who don't answer to the president violates the very foundation of our democratic republic, argued Kevin D. Roberts. Project 2025 seeks to place the entire executive branch of the U.S. federal government under direct presidential control, eliminating the independence of the DOJ, Department of Justice, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and other agencies. They're all going to be under the president's control. The plan bases its presidential agenda on a maximalist version of the unitary executive theory. Okay, arguing that Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution vests executive power solely in the president. Donald Trump, the front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, stated in 2019 that Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution granted him the right to do whatever as president, whatever he wants. Common claim made by supporters of unitary executive theory. A similar remark was echoed in 2018 when he claimed he could fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Trump is not the first president to consider policies related to unitary executive theory. The idea has seen a resurgence in popularization within the Republican Party following the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. Now, the unitary executive theory is a legal theory in United States constitutional law, which holds that the president of the United States possesses the power to control the entire federal executive branch. The doctrine is rooted in Article 2 of the United States Constitution, which vests the executive power of the United States in the president. Okay, so that's unitary executive theory for you, Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. So that's what they want to do. So in November 2023, the Washington Post reported that deploying the military for domestic law enforcement under the Insurrection Act would be an immediate priority upon a second Trump inauguration in 2025. That aspect of the plan was being led by Jeffrey Clark, a Trump co-defendant in the Georgia election racketeering prosecution, and an unnamed co-conspirator in the federal prosecution of Trump for alleged election obstruction. You know, he's got about 99 cases on him. So that's just two. Clark is a senior fellow at the Center for Renewing America, a Project 2025 partner. The plan also reportedly includes directing the Department of Justice to pursue those Trump considers disloyal or political adversaries. He's going to arm the DOJ to go after his disloyal or people or political adversaries. So after the Washington Post story published online, a Heritage spokesman said that there were no plans related to the Insurrection Act or targeting of political enemies within Project 2025, not a line. Okay. Throughout the project document, unspecified federal workers at the DOJ, the EPA, and the USAID are described as radical left ideologues and activists who are embedded in their departments. In response to rising concerns on the topic, during a December 2023 televised town hall in Davenport, Iowa, Fox News host Sean Hannity twice asked Trump if he could assure he would not abuse presidential power to seek retribution against others, as he was reported to have privately told to friends and advisors. And Trump replied, except for day one, before pivoting to other subjects. So day one, he's going to institute the Insurrection Act if he's unfortunately, you know, enough to win the election. So that's quite interesting. So that's the expansion of the
wanted to say that's interesting, because that thing when he was had his people tearing up the D.C. you know. And he was so, he wanted to be out of that car so bad, but they wouldn't let him out. But, you know, and they're supposed to have his vice president. They wanted him to hang in the building. So why can these people, why do these people want somebody like them, him, to be their, what, president?
President?
His president. Yes. Why?
Because that's what they believe in. If you're a racist or a white supremacist, then that's right up your alley. I mean, it's somebody for everybody. And so it's about 70 million people for Trump. So it just shows the great divide in our country and how racist our country is. So that's the reason why. It's not a fair and equal society we live in. Everybody should know that. But we're going to talk about
I just don't understand. And because he's crazy. And evidently, it must be them too, because, you know, a lot of them now are turning their flags up, down. And people are really upset about that. Why would he turn it up? I don't care what he was doing, whether he likes it or not. But that's not something that you should be doing. Turn your flag upside down.
Well,
that's
you turned
crazy.
The Bible upside down, so, yeah.
Well.
So, what we're going to do now is talk about the reproductive issues in this Project 2025. The mandate states that the Department of Health and Human Services should return to being known as the Department of Life, as Trump Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar had nicknamed it in January 2020, voicing his pride in being part of the most pro-life administration in this country's history. Project 2025 says it would reposition department policies by explicitly rejecting the notion that abortion is health care, and by restoring it its mission statement under Trump. The HHS, Department of Human Health Services, strategic plan and elsewhere to include furthering the health and well-being of all Americans from conception to natural death. Although the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled in the case, Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health Organization, 2022, that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion, thereby leaving it to the states to create their own legislation on this matter. Project 2025 encourages the next president to enact the most robust protections for the unborn that Congress will support. Now, Roger Severino, the Heritage Foundation's vice president of domestic policy, told a Students for Life conference that Project 2025 was working on those sorts of executive orders and regulations to roll back abortion policies of the Joe Biden administration and institutionalize the post-Dobbs environment. For example, the Reproductive Health Care Access Task Force, created by the Joe Biden administration, would be replaced by a dedicated pro-life agency that would use their authority to promote the life and health of women and their unborn children. However, the project opposes any initiatives that, in its view, subsidizes single parenthood. So Severino writes in the project's manifesto that the Food and Drug Administration is ethically and legally obliged to revisit and withdraw its initial approval of the abortion pills, mifepristone and misoprostol, He also recommends that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention update its public messaging about the unsurpassed effectiveness of modern fertility awareness-based methods of contraception. Severino says that the HHS should require that every state report exactly how many abortions take place within its borders, at what gestational age of the child, for what reason the mother's state of residence, and by what method. The project also seeks to restore Trump-era religious and moral exemptions to contraceptive requirements under the Affordable Care Act, including emergency contraception Plan B, which it deems to be an abortifacient, okay, whatever that word is, to defund Planned Parenthood. Plan B, they want to get rid of it. Let's see, the abortifacient is a substance that induces abortion. This is a non-specific term which may refer to any number of substances or medications ranging from herbs to prescription medications. All right, we're talking about reproduction. So in Project 2025's Department of Justice section, Gene Hamilton calls for enforcement of federal law against using the U.S. Postal Service for transportation of medicines that induce abortion. They're calling for the enforcement of federal law so that you can't even put Plan B pills in the mail or anything that induces any medicines that induce abortions. You can't mail them. They want to make it illegal. Project 2025 seeks to revive provisions of the Comstock Act of the 1870s, the Comstock Act of 1873, and 24 state-level Little Comstock criminalized the use of the United States Postal Service to send obscenity, contraceptives, abortifacients, sex toys, personal letters with any sexual content, or information, or any information regarding the above. So they're going back to the 1800s. So they want to revive provisions of the Comstock Act of the 1870s that ban mail delivery of any instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing that could be used for an abortion. Comstock laws have been narrowed by Congress and counts and courts over ensuing years, including to allow contraceptives to be delivered by mail. Now, Project 2025 aims to enforce Comstock more rigorously at the national level to prohibit sending abortion pills and medical equipment used for abortions through the mail. The plan would allow criminal prosecutions for the senders and receivers of abortion pills. Some legal experts and abortion rights advocates said the adoption of the project plan would cut off access to medical equipment used in surgical abortions to create a de facto national abortion ban. Go figure. That's what they want to do. All right. So we've talked about expansion of presidential powers. We've talked about reproductive issues. And for those just joining us, we're talking about Project 2025, a project in the event of a Republican victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election. This project aims to recruit tens of thousands of conservatives to the District of Columbia to replace existing federal civil servants whom Republicans characterize as part of the deep state and to further their objectives of the next Republican president who on day one will institute the Insurrection Act, which will allow the military to quell public disturbances against Black Lives Matters or anybody else that has public It has peaceful protests. All right. If you have a question, concern, or just want to make a comment, feel free, press the one on your phone, and we'll get you started. Let's see, we have a caller. Caller, state your name. And
Dorothy, good evening.
Hello, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm good. I have an opinion.
Okay.
I say that they should go to Congress, the House of Reps, Supreme Court, whoever. If you have a right to tell me that I can't have an abortion, then I think I have the right to say that all deadbeat dads, rapists,
mm-hmm.
and people that don't take care of their children, you know, don't, they abuse women, I think they should be castrated.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to play with my stuff, let me play with yours.
Uh-oh. Anybody in favor of castration, raise your hand.
My hand is up on both feet.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, you know, that's a topic that, you know, most men would not want to entertain.
Right. But you want to tell me what to do with my stuff.
Well,
and the
I
thing
think
is that a lot of the people, a lot of the women that are getting raped, they're telling them that they can't have an abortion. Who are you to tell me that?
Mm-hmm.
You did not create me. God created me. And he put me here to be fruitful and to multiply at my choice.
Well, they want you to be fruitful and multiply. That's why they, you know, banning abortions, and they want to institute this Comstock Act so you can't mail abortion pills or contraceptives through the mail. Well, at least they ain't say nothing about contraceptives, but abortion pills, you can't mail them.
Well, I can't remember the state, but here in the past year, they had a lady that had a medical condition, and they wouldn't allow her to have an abortion, and she died.
Hmm.
So who are you to give me that death sentence? Because I want to be a law-abiding citizen. You going to cost me my life?
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
Well,
they
then
don't care.
I don't care. I say castrate.
Well, that'll even the
I
plan.
I say castrate. Yes, it will.
You have to put that
and
on.
I don't know why
the
these women aren't speaking up. I want it on the ballot.
Hmm.
If you're a deadbeat dad and you are constantly creating children that you're not taking care of, I say you should be stopped. If you're out here raping women, I say you should be stopped from reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're part of the problem.
I think they have a medical.
I can't get pregnant by myself.
Right. I think they have a medical castration that is available too.
I don't want medical. I want the snip and tuck.
Yeah, okay. Say the staff and the balls. Huh?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Take
well,
it all. You want to take every. You want to take my rights away from me. I want to take your rights away from you.
Well, we have to go to Congress and see if they will put that on the ballot.
I wouldn't mind being there.
I hear you. I mean, you know. But, hey, men rule the world. It's a man's world. So that's not going to happen.
Well,
but,
not
you know,
in God's eye.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of times when they, you know, were lynching black men, they were castrating them as well. So it's not like it hasn't been done before.
True.
But on that note, we're going to talk about the Project 2025 National Security. This is what, if implemented, Project 2025 would require the Pentagon to abolish its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and immediately reinstate all service members discharged for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Reinstate them. They ain't got to get that vaccination. The United States Armed Forces be not authorized to take climate change into account when examining threats to national security. Ain't nothing wrong with the climate. Leave it alone. That's national security. That's Project 2025. That's what they want to do. But it gets even better. Let's talk about law enforcement. Independence of the judiciary. Because in the view of Project 2025, the Department of Justice has become a bloated bureaucracy with a critical core of personnel who are infatuated with the perpetration, perpetuation of a radical liberal agenda. The DOJ is infatuated with the perpetuation of a radical liberal agenda and has forfeited the trust of the American people due to its role in the investigation of the Trump-Russia connection. As such, it must be thoroughly reformed and be tightly overseen by the White House. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, must be personally accountable to the president as well. The director of the FBI must report to the president so he can tell him what to do. A DOJ reformed along the recommendations of Project 2025 would combat affirmative discrimination or anti-white racism. Ooh, I've never heard of that one. Anti-white racism, citing the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which stated, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a landmark civil rights and labor law in the United States that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. It prohibits unequal application of voter registration requirements, racial segregation in schools, and the public. All right, anti-white racism. Former DOJ official under then President Trump, Gene Hamilton, argues that advancing the interests of certain segments of American society comes at the expense of other Americans and in nearly all cases violates long-standing federal law. As such, the DOJ's Civil Rights Division would prosecute all state and local governments, institutions of higher education, corporations, and any other private employers with DEI or affirmative action programs. We're going to prosecute you and send you to jail. Legal settlements called consent decrees between the DOJ and local police departments would be curtailed. Who needs a consent decree, which is an agreement of settlement that resolves a dispute between two parties without admission of guilt or liability? Most often, it is such a type of settlement in the United States. The plaintiff and the defendant ask the court to enter into their agreement. Okay. They want to eliminate that. According to Project 2025, if the responsibilities of the FBI and another federal agency, such as the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, were to overlap, then the latter should take the lead. The DEA should take the lead, leaving the FBI to concentrate on other serious crimes and threats to national security. So Project 2025 acknowledges that capital punishment is a sensitive matter, but nevertheless promotes it to deal with what it considers to be an ongoing crime wave and for particularly heinous crimes such as pedophilia until Congress legislates otherwise. Okay, that's law enforcement for you. That's law enforcement. They just want to be able to whoop your however they want to do it. You can't do And they don't want you to discriminate against the anti-white racism. Don't discriminate against white people. You're going to go to jail. Eliminate these DEI programs. We don't need diversity, equity, or inclusion. We need a monotone society. All right. What else is Project 2025 talking about? They're talking about issues of identity. LGBT rights in the United States and social policy of Donald Trump. Project 2025 promotes the ideal that the government should maintain a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family. Whatever happened to the separation of church and state? It ain't happening here in Project 2025, because to achieve this end, it proposes the recognition of only heterosexual men and women, the removal of protection against discrimination on the basis of sexual or gender identity, and the elimination of provisions pertaining to diversity, equity, and inclusion from federal legislation. They just go get rid of it all. These black people, y'all ain't equal and y'all ain't included. And we just going to eliminate that from the law books so that you just get it out the mud, get it how you live. Individuals who have participated in DEI programs or any initiatives involving critical race theory. How about that? Heard that before. And critical race theory is an interdisciplinary academic field focused on the relationships between social conceptions of race and ethnicity, social and political laws, and media. CRT also considers racism to be systemic in various laws and rules, and not only based on individuals' prejudices. So individuals who have participated in DEI programs or any initiatives involving critical race theory, they might be fired. The White House's Gender Policy Council would be disbanded. Government agencies would be forbidden from instituting quotas and collecting statistics on gender, race, or ethnicity. No longer need to take those numbers. We don't know, we've only hired one black person in the past 10 years. That's okay. Who's counting? Project contributor Jonathan Berry explains, the goal here is to move toward colorblindness and to recognize that we need to have laws and policies that treat people like human beings, not reducible to categories, especially when it comes to race. Moreover, the U.S. Census Bureau would be reformed along conservative principles. These people are a hot mess. They're trying to take us back to slavery. Literally. So that's the issues of identity. They will only recognize heterosexual men and women. If you gay, you got a problem. All right.
If you got a gay?
Yeah, if you got a gay. Yep, if you got a gay, get out the way.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So they're also talking about immigration reform. What are they saying about that? They call this Operation Wetback. Okay. How about that? Operation Wetback.
Okay, say it again.
What, Operation Wetback?
Yes.
Yeah. It was Operation Wetback was an immigration law enforcement initiative created by Joseph Swain, the director of the United States Immigration and Naturalization Services. The program was implemented in June 1954 by U.S. Attorney General Herbert Brownell. Operation Wetback. The mandate of leadership suggests abolishing the Department of Homeland Security and replacing it with an immigration agency that incorporates Customs and Border Patrol. Border protection, immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and elements of the Departments of Health and Human Services and Justice. Moreover, the admission of refugees would be curtailed and processing fees for asylum seekers would increase, something the project deems an opportunity for a significant influx of money. Donald Trump has stated that if reelected, he would immediately begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. If you're wet back here in America, we're sending you back. Even if you were born here, we're going to send you back to Mexico or wherever you came from. Just get out of the United States. We don't need you. Heritage stated in April 2024 that Project 2025 policy includes arresting, detaining, and removing immigration violators anywhere in the United States. And they've been shipping them all over the United States, so they know where they're at. Stephen Miller, a key architect of immigration policies during the Trump presidency, is a major figure in Project 2025 and under consideration for a senior role in the possible re-election of Trump. Miller told Project 2025 participant Charlie Kirk in November 2023 that the operation would rival the scale and complexity of building the Panama Canal. He said the operation would include deputizing the National Guard in red states as immigration enforcement officers under Trump's command. These forces would then be deployed into blue states. Miller was also considering deputizing local police and sheriffs for the undertaking, as well as agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the DEA. He said these forces would go around the country arresting illegal immigrants in large-scale raids who would then be taken to large-scale staging grounds near the border, most likely in Texas, to be held in internment camps prior to deportation. You remember these internment camps. They had some for Japanese. Internment is the imprisonment of people commonly in large groups without charges or intent to file charges. The term is especially used for the confinement of enemy citizens in wartime or of terrorism suspects. Thus, while it can simply mean imprisonment, it tends to refer to preventive confinement. Ooh, internment camps. Trump has also spoken of rounding up homeless people in blue cities and detaining them in camps. Talked about rounding up homeless people. So if you got an aunt, uncle, or cousin that's homeless out there on the streets, they might just get swept up and put in an internment camp. Who?
But I'd like to know, if he's sending back all of these people, is he going to start with his wife and his wife's family?
Of course not.
They're not born. They weren't born here.
It doesn't apply to them. They're white. Just talking about these brown people. And they need some of them because DeSantis ran a lot of them out of Florida, so they don't even have people out there to pick the oranges and a lot of the other crops, and so he's kind of screwed them over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they all ran to Georgia.
Yeah, check that out. I believe it.
Seriously. Last time I was in Georgia, that's all I saw. They have their own community there in Georgia.
Check that out. Wow.
They have damn near taken over. It's out. It's probably like an hour outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
There are several peach farms there.
Okay.
And that's where they're living.
Check that out. Wow. Say right where the work is, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, they got pecans and a number of other things that are out in Georgia that they can farm. So, and then there's a lot of construction, you know. So You know, you can ride down these highway construction sites or any of these construction sites. You very rarely see us, but you can see, you know, a handful of Hispanics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a tree cut down from the city.
Okay.
And more than half of the people that came out here were from Mexico.
Check that out.
And at one point, one of the they were speaking Spanish to one another, and one of the supervisors came up and said, "What did I tell y'all about that?" And so the guy said, "What?" He said, "We're working." He said, "What did I tell y'all about speaking Spanish?" And the guy looked at him. He said, "You can't stop us from speaking our language."
I heard that. Oh man.
And this was a white supervisor.
Oh, I know it was.
And so I sat there on the porch, and he said, "Well, I don't know what you're saying. You could be talking about anything, anybody out here." And the guy said, "And if I was, what difference does it matter? We're not bothering anybody. We're doing our work."
Wow. Racism at its finest.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, well, you know, they have a fear of a black planet. So on that note, we'll be right back after these messages. We'll have a couple, pay a couple bills, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing?
What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
This is Terry from Texas, and I love listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
And we're back to the Let's Talk About It.
All right, we're back. All right. So we were talking about, where do we leave off? Talking about immigration reform and all these Hispanics that have moved from Florida down to Georgia. This country is a hot mess. We're living through history, literally. And they're trying to take us back. But we're not going to go without a fight. So let's talk about education. I think that that's a good one, because I'm going to tell you what Project 2025 has in mind. Project 2025 envisions a dramatic reduction of the role of the federal government in education and the elevation of school choice and parents' rights. To achieve this, it proposes the elimination of the Department of Education programs under the Individuals with Disabilities Act would be instead administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, while the National Center for Education Statistics would become part of the Census Bureau. Federal enforcement of civil rights in schools would be significantly curtailed. Who needs civil rights in school? And such responsibilities would be transferred to the Department of Justice, but the DOA would only be able to enforce the laws through litigation. Moreover, the federal government would no longer investigate schools for signs of disparate impacts of disciplinary measures on the basis of race or ethnicity. Project 2025 explicitly rejects the pursuit of racial parity in school discipline indicators, such as detentions, suspensions, and expulsions over student safety. It's like, okay, well, you know, you only got 20% blacks in this school of 80% white. Why are 75% of the kids in detention or suspension black? I wonder. So a federal fund worth $18 billion for low-income students, Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, would be allowed to expire, with responsibilities to be transferred to the states. Moreover, public funds for education would be available with no strings attached, even for parents sending their children to private or religious schools. So, you know, you can get state waivers to go to private or religious schools. Free school meals and Head Start programs will be eliminated. Let these kids starve. Who needs that? Head Start? What? We ain't trying to help these working parents, you know. Stay at home. Raise your kids. For the backers of this project, education is a private rather than a public good. Project 2025 encourages the future president to ensure that any research conducted with taxpayer dollars serves the national interest in a concrete way, in line with conservative principles, of course. For example, research in climatology should receive considerably less funding in line with Project 2025's views on climate change. We'll give them $10 and let them see if the ice in the glaciers are melting. So that is education. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? So how about healthcare? According to Project 2025, state governments should have the authority to impose stricter work requirements for beneficiaries of Medicaid. Go find a job. And the federal government should promote the Medicare Advantage program, which consists of private insurance plans. Oh, it's a hot mess. They want to make it real, real tough to live in the United States if you don't have money. If you got money, life is a little easier. But if you ain't got no money, you just in the way. You a slave. You a worker. All right. Let's see what we have here. That's education. How about health care? Oh, we just talked about that. They want to impose stricter work requirements for beneficiaries of Medicaid. Foreign affairs, Second Cold War. Karan Skinner, a contributor to Project 2025, considers most employees of the Department of State to be too left-wing and wants them replaced by those more loyal to a conservative president. She considers communist China to be a major threat and is critical of any conciliatory move towards that country. We don't want to be cordial with China. If Project 2025 were to be implemented, Congress approval, would not be required for the sale of military equipment and ammunition to foreign nation. All right, Saudi Arabia got $100 million. We'll sell you some tanks and some guns. Okay.
You think?
Right. So, let's see. If Project 2025 would be implemented, congressional approval would not be required for the sale of military equipment and ammunition to a foreign nation unless unanimous congressional support is guaranteed. The mandate argues that the United States should only maintain its nuclear umbrella for member nations of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, and that these countries should be responsible for deploying their own conventional forces to deter Russian aggression. Works of the U.S. Agency for Foreign Development would be dramatically curtailed due to the Heritage Foundation's distaste for what it calls the agency's divisive political and cultural agenda that promotes abortion, climate extremism, gender radicalism, and interventions against perceived systemic racism. The word gender would be significantly purged from all USAID programs and documents. Project 2025 also indicates specific new United Nations agencies to be defunded and suggests the president be given more power to allocate U.S. foreign aid. Moreover, such aid will not be allocated for helping poor countries address the impact of climate change. Rather, it will be devoted to advancing the interests of fossil fuel companies. Let's give some money to the oil companies. How about that? And that's foreign affairs. This is what Project 2025 is proposing if a Republican by the name of Donald Trump is elected to the White House for 2024. They've got a plan, people. Are you listening? And they want to take their country back. They want to make America great again. They want to do all that stuff. And they will go by any means necessary to get it done. Any means. They don't care. They don't care how you do it. Let's just get her done. So Project 2025 has you on high alert. You need to be paying attention. All right, so we've covered the expansion of presidential powers, reproductive issues, national security, law enforcement, issues of identity, immigration reform, health care, foreign affairs, education. We've covered it all. Well, we ain't covered it all, but we've covered a lot. And this is what America has come to. So let's see what else Project 2025 is talking about. It's got the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Department of State, media agencies, U.S. Army for Global Media Corporation for Business. All right, let's see. Anybody have any questions regarding all this information we've gone over today? I've got another one for you. Project 2025, Christian nationalism. As a leader of the Center for Renewing America, Resident Vaught Vought has spearheaded an effort to instill precepts of Christian nationalism into government and public life should Trump win a second term. In a 2021 opinion piece, Vought wrote, Christian nationalism recognizes America as a Christian nation, but makes a commitment to an institutional separation between church and state, but not the separation of Christianity from its influence on the government and society. Politico reported in February 2024 that Vought has embraced the idea that Christians are under assault, and he sought to use his regular contacts with Trump to elevate Christian nationalism as a focal point in a second administration. About his close ties with another former Trump administrative official, Christian National Boat. Christian nationalism. William Wolf, with whom he said he was proud to work with on scoping out a sound Christian nationalism. Wolf said at an October 2023 Jesus and Politics conference that he thought we're getting close to needing to heed the call to arms in defense of Christianity as the art of war becomes a part of our religion. The online manifesto document found by The Beacon identifies Wolf as an editor titled The Statement on Christian Nationalism and the Gospel, in which seeks to implement a scripture-based system of government. Well, they're a mess. Scope out of sound Christian nationalism. Wolf said in October 23, Jesus and Politics conference, that they were getting close, needed to heed the call to arms in defense of Christianity as the art of war becomes a part of our religion. The online manifesto document found by The Beacon identifies Wolf as an editor titled The Statement on Christian Nationalism and the Gospel, and which seeks to implement a scripture-based system of government whereby Christian, Christ-ordained civil magistrates exercise authority over the American public. Well, I tell you, this Kaepernick got me going. Former Christian nationalist Brad Onishi, who now studies religion and extremism, noted in February 2024 that Lance Wallnau of the New Apostolic Reformation, who has said Trump was anointed, had recently announced he was partnering with Charlie Kirk, a Project 2025 member. Onishi observed the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has direct ties to the New Apostolic Reformation. All right, these folks, this is your Heritage Foundation, and they have put a plan together, and this is a Republican plan, and they want to create an authoritarian dictatorship with Trump as the head man. This is what the plan is. And if you don't like it, do something about it. They're taking away your reproductive rights. They want to institute Comstock laws from 1870s where you can't get your pills in the mail, your birth control pills, your abortion pills, or any equipment that would be needed to conduct an abortion. It just doesn't stop. You've got Supreme Court
justices going out on dates with rich billionaires. They're paying for education, and they're paying for people's lifestyles. So right now, it doesn't seem that there's any integrity in our Congress, just based on the fact that these people are sycophants, and they are all spouting a narrative. And if it sounds familiar, this is why. Because it's been written. It's a script. So if anybody would like to make a comment before we tune out on this fine Friday, May 17th.
Well, I have something that I want to say.
All right,
there is a person on here, and she had her hand up last week, and it was time to go, and I didn't see her in time. So what I want her to do, since she missed it, I want her to say it tonight. And friend, are you going to say it?
Say what?
Well, she must be gone.
Oh, what did you want her to
Margaret,
say? After
Margaret. Oh, okay. Well, I can tell it. She only wanted to say the or Mother's Day. That's what she wanted to say. I see her number. It was her. Where were you? Huh?
I was here last week. I came in late, but I was here.
Oh, yeah, that was you. Yeah. But Margaret was here, and she wanted to say something. And she has her numbers here. But she, I don't know what happened to her. I'll talk to her another time.
Hello.
So what I would like, huh?
Hello.
Who is that?
This is Margaret.
Uh-huh. I just talked about you. I just wanted everybody to hear what you said that you didn't say last week.
Well, I did say it, but somehow or another my phone cut it off, and so you said it for me. But anyway, very interesting show tonight, Maceo. Dorothy, I go along with that 100% Castor ass those rascals.
Ah, no, that's right. Margaret, did you get my text from this morning?
I don't think so. I may have. I just haven't checked it.
Okay. Just send me your address in a text.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you, ma'am. Back to the show.
All right, back to the show, back to the show. All right, Jenny White, you have any parting words for us tonight?
Yes, of course. Life has knocked me down a few times. It showed me things I never wanted to see. I experienced sadness and failures. One thing for sure, I always get up. So all of us need to do that. All of us, whenever we go down, don't stay down there. Don't stay down there. Get up. We can get up.
All right, all right. No true words
have
been spoken.
I have an announcement tomorrow at Farwell Field, the Recreation Center. There will be free health exams. And if you're one of the first 98, you get a voucher for $10 to use at the all the food trucks that will be out there.
Okay.
What kind of truck?
Food trucks.
Food trucks.
Food. Oh.
All
you
right.
You know where it's going to be?
At Farwell.
Okay.
Starts
Thank
at 9 a.m. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for that bit of information. And if we don't have any anybody else for tonight, we'd like to thank all our 150 callers or listeners for tuning in. And we will see you all bright and early next week, same time, same place, with another interesting topic. We're going to be talking about secret societies. We're going to talk about the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and all those folks and Skull and Crossbones. And I think you'll find
okay,
that
so
quite.
You brought that up. I hate to cut you off. But,
yeah,
you know, Puffy is supposed to be, or Diddy, is supposed to be part of the Illuminati. And you, did you see him on the news tonight?
I have not. I've seen him on social media where they got a video with him, you know, beating up Cassie in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why he settled out of court so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't getting no easier for him. I guess he got some receipts they don't want out in the public.
Well, it's too late now because the FBI said tonight, we believed him and this and that, but now we know he's a liar.
Hmm.
Who are you talking about, Coop?
Mm-hmm.
Puffy.
Who's a liar? Who's a liar?
Puffy. Puff Diddy or whatever he called himself.
P.
Puff
Diddy,
Daddy,
yeah.
Whoever. Sean Combs.
Oh, so it's not Trump.
No. No. Two different colors.
You're right.
I want to take that man and throw his butt because he's lying every time. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Which one? They both lying. Which one?
I'm talking about Trump.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He really needs to, and everybody loves him.
I don't
well,
know.
Not everybody. No, a lot of
them. I don't worry about that man because I know as long as he keep playing with God, God's going to take care of him.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So, he's the least of my worries. You step too far. You done played and lied on the Lord, held his word upside down and all kinds of crazy mess and say that the Lord told you thus so and keep playing with him.
Oh, you saw the
he gonna
Bible
show you who he is.
When he was turning it upside down.
he played like he was reading from the Bible, but the Bible was upside down.
Right.
Plan. The Lord can do things to him that I can only dream of.
Right.
I don't know why they let him get this far, though. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. The man is crazy.
Everything in its place and in its time. Like I said, the Lord is going to take care of everything. He's going to clean up everything. And all we can do is have faith and sit back and wait for the Lord to work.
Well, they're not going to put him in jail. They're not going to put him in
you
jail.
You don't know that. You don't know that. I don't know that. Only the Lord knows what's going to happen.
Okay.
Well, on that note, ladies, it's been
good
real.
Night and, everybody have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Same to you. And we enjoy these 80 degrees we got coming up next week.
Wee doggy.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Yeah.